This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market analysis. Jim, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Hey, good morning. We are seeing a little bit of weakness in the overnight market. Corn was down 4, beans down 10, wheat down 10. I think a lot of this can be attributed to what was going on in Argentina. The new Argentina president came in. He said he was going to do some hard austerity measures, and he is doing it right now. Their economy so far hasn't crashed or anything like that, but it's going to be tough. But the big headline yesterday was he cut the rate of the peso in half. You know, when you drop your currency, it does make you a little bit more competitive on the export side of the situation. And I think that's why the market kind of knee-jerk was a little bit negative. But the reality is they don't have a lot of grain to sell at the moment due to the drought they had last year. So this is a ramification that's probably going to be more long-term potential than short-term. But there's no doubt about it, we had kind of a bearish knee-jerk reaction to the initial announcement.
Jim, switching a little bit of topics here, I know that we've talked a lot about wheat recently. Why has wheat been driving the marketplace and kind of bringing some of the other commodities up with it as well?
Well, the big thing was China purchases, plain and simple. China came in and has bought a lot of wheat. Traditionally, they've been buying wheat from Australia recently. They've come in and bought a lot of our soft red wheat. That's the Chicago market. You might notice, Mark, that's the one that's been leading us up. They're buying it, we believe, for a couple reasons. For one, they're using it as a food, but the other thing they're using it as a feed. As a way to feed livestock. Their wheat production was down quite dramatically. If not down, the quality was down dramatically due to a lot of flooding this last year in their growth cycle. So they're using the U.S. wheat to fill that void. The market surge, we had one heck of a rally. We have pulled back recently because even though the announced sales of the wheat were just kind of in the last week and a half, some of those purchases they were saying happened when the prices were a little bit lower. The argument is that maybe we need to pull back down to get then another round of Chinese buying of the wheat.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
March corn down 6.25 at 479 even. January soybeans down 15.25 at 1308.5. On the Merck, December live cattle down 72 cents at 166.97. January feeder cattle down $1.22 at 218.02. February lean hogs down 87 cents at 67.37. February pork cutout unchanged at 82.45. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.